everyone. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the ICCS Cares podcast. Last week, we took a look at conflict and how to establish boundaries. Today, we're going to talk about communication and the four types of communication styles. Communication is defined as exchanging information or news. The four communication styles that we will be talking about today are passive communication, aggressive communication, passive-aggressive communication, and assertive communication. Now, let's take a look at each of these styles. Passive communication is often the communication style of people who prefer to avoid conflict with others. Passive communicators usually fail to express their feelings or needs, allowing others to express themselves. Usually, a passive communicator's lack of expression can lead to misunderstanding or a buildup of anger. Passive communicators often display a lack of eye contact, poor body posture, and have trouble saying no. Passive communicators are usually easy to get along with as they follow the lead of others and go with the flow. Examples of phrases that those who have a passive communication style would say or may believe include, "It really doesn't matter that much," or, "I just want to keep the peace." Usually, we're able to tell if someone is communicating in an aggressive manner. This communication style is often displayed by a person speaking in a loud and demanding voice, maintaining intense eye contact, and dominating or controlling others by blaming, intimidating, or criticizing them. Aggressive communicators often issue commands, ask questions rudely, or fail to listen to others. They want others to follow what they say without considering that person's point of view. Examples of phrases that an aggressive communicator would use include, "I'm right and you're wrong," or, "I won't change my mind." Communicators who are passive-aggressive tend to appear passive on the surface, and when they feel powerless, they may begin to act out in subtle or indirect ways. Most passive-aggressive communicators will mutter to themselves rather than confront a person or issue. They have difficulty acknowledging their anger and often deny there is a problem. Passive-aggressive communicators are most likely to communicate with body language or a lack of open communication to another person, such as giving someone the silent treatment, spreading rumors behind people's backs, or sabotaging others' efforts. Passive-aggressive communicators may also appear cooperative, but may silently be doing the opposite. Ultimately, passive-aggressive communicators are aware of their needs, but at times struggle to voice them. Examples of phrases that a passive-aggressive communicator would use include, "That's fine with me, but don't be surprised if someone gets mad." Or, "Sure, we can do things your way." And then they mutter to themselves that your way is wrong. The final communication style, assertive communication, is believed to be the most effective form. Assertive communicators are able to express their own needs, desires, ideas, and feelings while also considering the needs of others. Assertive communicators aim for both sides to win in a situation, balancing one's rights with the rights of others. One of the keys to assertive communication is using I statements such as, "I feel frustrated when you are late for a meeting," or, "I don't like having to explain this over and over." Using these types of statements helps communicators to take ownership of their own feelings and behaviors without blaming the other person. Examples of phrases an assertive communicator would use include, "I think we're both right," or, I respect what you have to say. Understanding how others communicate can be key to getting your message across to them. In order to develop a more assertive communication style, here are a few tips to keep in mind. Remember to take ownership. Use I statements when talking to someone. Maintain eye contact. Learn to say no. And voice your needs and desires confidently. Now that you've learned more about each communication style, what type of communicator do you think you are? And that's all the time we have. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to chatting with you next week.